Chapter 24. That year, Christmas dinner at Candy's Hotel was considerably better than it had been 5 years previously. 75 people sat down to it at one table, and by 3 o'clock when it ended, only half of them were able to stand up. Sean used the banisters to get up the stairs, and at the top he told Candy and Duff solemnly, "I love you. I love you both. Desperately. But now I must sleep." He left them and set off down the corridor, bouncing against the walls like a trick billiard shot, until he ricocheted through the door into his suite. "You'd better make sure he's all right, Dufford. A case of the blind drunk leading the blind drunk," said Duff indistinctly, and also employing the wall-to-wall route, followed Sean down the corridor. Sean was sitting on the edge of his bed, wrestling with one of his boots. "What are you trying to do, laddie? Break your ankle?" Sean looked up and smiled beatifically. "Come in. Come in. All four of you. Have a drink." "Thanks. I brought my own." Duff closed the door behind him like a conspirator and produced a bottle from under his coat. "She didn't see me. She didn't know her little Dufford had a big, beautiful bottle in his inside pocket. Would you mind helping me with this damn boot?" Sean asked. "That's a very good question," said Duff seriously, as he set a course across the room for one of the armchairs. "I'm glad you asked it." He reached the chair and dropped into it. "The answer, of course, is yes, I would mind." Sean let his foot drop and lay back on the bed. Laddie, I want to talk to you," Duff said. "Talk's free. Help yourself." "Sean, what do you think of Candy?" "Lovely pair of titties," Sean opined. "Sure, but a man cannot live by titties alone." "No, but I suppose she's got the other basic equipment," Sean said drowsily. "Laddie, I'm being serious now. I want your help. Do you think I'm doing the right thing? This marriage business, I mean." "Don't know much about marriage." Sean rolled over onto his face. "She's calling me Dufford already. Did you notice that, laddie? That's an omen. That's an omen of the most frightful portent. Did you notice, eh?" Duff waited a second for an answer, which he didn't receive. "That's what the other one used to call me. Dufford," she'd say. "I can hear it now. Dufford, you're a pig." Duff looked hard at the bed. "Are you still with me?" No answer. "Sean, laddie, I need your help." Sean snored softly. "Oh, you drunken oaf," said Duff miserably.